Paul as well. We are continuing Mirz Hashem and Rav Malam and Sefer Penine Halacha on page 55. So the title over here is Malachas Mafshit Ma'abed Memachik Umisartet. So let's, we don't even have to define these here, we'll define them as we learn together. Arba Malachos Kshuros Lahachana Sa'ar Litzarech Ksiva. There are four Malachas that are connected to the preparation of a hide or of a skin, of leather, really of a hide, for the purpose of making that hide usable for writing. Ve'eluhim, these are the four malachas. Mafshit, ma'aved, memachek, u'misartet. Again, we'll define them each in their respective places. Ba'avar, hayurigidin lichtov gam divrei chol al or. So again, Rav Malamed writes, you know, historically, they would write, you know, we're used to using parchment or a hide for, let's say, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, but historically, a hide would be used as a writing surface for anything. He says, "Ukayom rak Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, kolsem aklaf, benosaf akach, ha'or mishamish lachanas begodim, na'alayim tikim v'tzipui karsos." Furthermore, again, preparation of a hide was not only to write something on it, but it could be used for clothing, for shoes, for other items. The Mishkan, how you machinim oros liyarios ha-mishkan. So remember again, in the Mishkan itself, they would prepare hides for the use of curtains. Coverings. Remember again, the Mishkan did not have a permanent roof. Instead, what the Mishkan had was a series of coverings, some of them made of hides. Melechas ha-sirtut, hishtamshu lahachanas makum ha-ksiba al-krashim. In terms of sirtut, which we'll discuss in just a moment, which really means etching, so remember again, for that, they would etch letters or etch numbers or etch meaningful symbols into the various boards of the Mishkan, because as we learned before by Kosev, to know which board went next to which one. Okay, so now let's go through each of these. Mafshit. So what does mafshit mean? Hainu mafshit esu'ar min ha-behemesh nishchata. This is the removal of the hide from the animal once the animal has been slaughtered. So the hafshit literally means to remove. Removal of the hide. Shtei shchavos yesh la'ar. In general, a hide has two layers. Hashikva hachitzonis nikras klaf. The outer layer is called klaf. And that's shalav kolsim sifrei Torah, Tefillin and mezuzos, and it's that outer layer of the hide that we use to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin and mezuzos. The shichva pnimis nikreis duchsustus shalav motor lichtov mezuzos belva. The inner part of the hide, which was considered to be a bit more inferior, cannot be used for Sefer Torah and Tefillin, but can be used for mezuzos. Kama mafrid es shtei hashachvos zumizu. Over al todas malachto shel mafshit. So the actual malacha of mafshit is like flaying, is actually removing the hide from the animal on Shabbos. In addition, the tolda, kind of the offshoot, would be even removing the two layers of hide, one from the other, removing from the klaf, from the duchsustus. Now, interestingly enough, so one might have thought, well, maybe this means, can I take the skin off chicken? Right, so let's say Shabbos, I have a piece of chicken. I want to take off the skin. Am I allowed to do that, or is that called mafshit? So Rav Malamed writes, he says, that is mutter. Why? This is very interesting. The malacha of mafshit does not apply to a hide or to a skin that is edible. So since the hide of the chicken, right, since the skin of the chicken is edible, therefore there's no malacha of mafshit. So interesting. So that's the first of the malachas associated with the preparation of a hide, the actual flaying and removal of the hide from the animal, or the removal of the two pieces of the hide, one from the other. Doesn't apply, ultimately, again, to quote-unquote edible skin. Therefore, there's no problem with removing the skin off the chicken. Next, ma'abit. So this refers, normally we translate this as tanning. Hainu nosin asar besid, o bemelach, o bechomer achar, sheshoy menas kol ha-mitzim ba'achumtzos. So this is the act of putting the hide itself into lime, or into salt, or to anything else which helps to remove some of the moisture. Now the process of tanning does two things. First of all, it makes it into a usable surface, and also creates a certain endurance for it. So any act which we'll call refines a hide is in the malach of ma'abed, which again we translate as tanning. Therefore, along these same lines, asur lah. lidros al ha'ar kedei lasoso kasha. V'chin asra l'rachbo b'yadayim, v'chin asra lasuch also b'shemen kedei lasoso rach v'gamish. Therefore, you can't walk on a hide. You know, part of the way that they would tan, part of the process of tanning is they would walk on the hide itself. So you can't walk on the hide on Shabbos. You can't go ahead and soften it with your hands. You can't put oil on it. So again, all of these halachas, right, so this is the malacha of ma'abed. Any act which by definition readies the hide for further use. Next, b'machik. So b'machik we translate as smoothing. Hainu machlik es penei ha'ar. So this is the act of smoothing the hide by removing hair or any other obstructions on the hide itself. So here's what's interesting. Now, so far again, the malachos of mafshit and ma'abed, so again, you're not really going to run into them if you're not working with a hide on Shabbos. In Memachik is the first time that we begin to see the potential issue of transgressing a malacha even outside of the direct realm of hide preparation. How so? Listen to this. So remember again, the malacha of Memachik is taking any rough surface and smoothing it out. So he says, for example, Bechlam malacha zu, kolach loka shal mishtach muchuspas, kidugmas eitzim va'avonim, al yidei niyar zuchuches o petzira. So for example, taking sandpaper and smoothing out wood or smoothing out stone would be problematic. So the act of smoothing out a rough surface would be the malacha of memachik. V'chein, similarly again, asr the shaf shef klei kesef v'chomer shemachlik aspanav. You can't use silver polish. The act of polishing silver is considered to be ultimately, again, smoothing out and would be problematic. Page 56. V'chein asr the shayef kli mateches b'tzemer felda. Pilda, so too, you can't use steel wool on a metal utensil. You can't sharpen a knife. So interestingly enough, so this is the first in ma'abed, excuse me, so memachik in smoothing, which again is the act of actually smoothing out the hide, but the toltos of that would be taking sandpaper to a surface, using silver polish or steel wool on a metal utensil, okay, or sharpening a knife. So next, now interestingly enough, as memachik itself has a toldo. What's the toldo? Memareach. Now we also translate memareach as smoothing. But interestingly enough, this is she'enyono, merichas chomer v'hachlokaso ba'ofen shove. So this is taking anything and smoothing it out. For example, v'chein merichas chomer al guf acher kedei lachliko l'fichach. Ha'memareach mishcha aretia over be'isr Torah. So for example, let's say I were to go ahead and let's say a person has a wound and they want to put some bacitracin or some ointment on a bandage. The act of smoothing out the ointment on the bandage is an issue of memareach, is an issue of smoothing. Right? Or smearing or spreading, which is a tolda of memachik. V'chein, asr l'mroach mishcha ukrim al aguf. This is why, for example, you can't put a cream on Shabbos, right? So I can't take a cream and smear it on my body on Shabbos. Why not? That is the malacha of memareach, smoothing, which is a derivative of memachik, which was the act of smoothing the hide. So for example, there's so many different applications of this. This is why you can't use roll-on deodorant, right? You can't use stick deodorant on Shabbos because halacha l'maisa, you're smoothing it out on your skin. You can't use a thick cream, Vaseline, on Shabbos because you're taking it and you're smoothing. One of the reasons that you can't brush your teeth on Shabbos is that you're taking the toothpaste and you're smoothing it out. Okay, so that's fine. So ultimately, again, good. Now he points out over here at the end of this paragraph, now what's very important is there is no malacha of smoothing out when it comes to food. This is actually very, very important, right? Which makes sense. In other words, you know, there's no smoothing out when it comes. In general, we find that the act of eating is considered to be an act of eating and does not really fall into the category of malacha. Okay, and finally, the fourth of the malachos associated with preparing a hide is misartate. What's misartate? Hainu misamin shuros kedeli asher saksiva. So, for example, when you're preparing a hide, let's say for a Sefer Torah, so if you ever look closely at a Sefer Torah, there are lines that are etched into the parchment. That's sirtut. So ultimately, creating lines so as to enable, you know, writing is a melacha d'oraisa. Gami shemisartet kav yashar al or o eitz o even kedela samin es hamakom shabotzrichen lachtocho. So over amalachazu. So for example, the act of etching in a line, whether it's on a hide or for that matter, again, now for the hide, interestingly enough, the other reason also why you would etch in lines or score lines is to know where to cut the hide. Right? Remember, you have to cut the hide down to size. So how do you know exactly where to cut? You would score it. You would go ahead and etch it in. So the act of scoring, whether it's a hide or a piece of wood or a stone, in order to know where to cut it, is going to be this malacha. Now, he gives a very important exception to this. Ve'ein isra l'sartet be'ezras sakin kavim al uga o klipas tamus kedei l'dayk b'chituchan. Let's say you're cutting a cake. Right, and you want maybe you're a shtickle yakka, right? So you want to kind of score the cake exactly where you're going to cut the pieces. That is not a problem. Or for that matter, again, on an orange, you know, you want to cut the orange, but you want to score the orange first to say exactly where you're going to cut. Or for that matter, again, you're going to score the challah before you go ahead and you cut it. Ultimately, again, that is not a problem. Why? Shahoil ve'ein iser mechatik b'ma'achalim, ein bahem gam iser misarte. Now, this is very interesting. So we'll get to this, that there's the malach of mechatik. Mechatik means cutting something according to measure. So the halacha is, there is no malacha of mechatik, ultimately, again, by food, and therefore, again, there's no iser misartate. So to score food before you go ahead and you eat it, ultimately, again, it's not a problem. So therefore, again, this closes out this section, really a self-contained section over here, four malachas associated with the preparation of a hide. Number one, mafshit, which again means the fling or the removal of the hide. In addition to that is the separation of the two parts of the hide, what we call the klaf, from the duchsustus. Doesn't apply to, let's say, the skin of your chicken, because doesn't apply to any edible hide, any edible skin. Next, ma'abid, which is tanning, which means any act that prepares the hide for further use. So, of course, in a classic sense, putting it in lime or salt, but even walking on it, softening it with your hands, putting oil on it, ultimately, again, is ma'abid. Next, memachik, which means the act of smoothing out, removing the hair or any other impediments or any other impurities on the hide itself. Now, in addition to that, again, there would also be taking sandpaper to wood or to stone, and again, the act of using silver polish, the act of going ahead and scrubbing metal with steel wool, all of this will be memachik. The tolta, the offshoot of memachik, is memareach, smoothing. So that's any act of smoothing. That's taking an ointment and smearing it on your body, taking stick deodorant and putting it on, going ahead and using toothpaste. Ultimately, again, all of these things, halacha lemaisa, are memachik. He also points out, no memachik by food items. Lastly, misartate, which is the act of scoring the hide in order to know exactly where to go ahead and cut it. So halacha lemaisa, again, scoring any hard surface in order to know where to cut it is going to be problematic. But ultimately, again, there is no issue of misartate, of scoring, when it comes to food. All right, so stop over here. Shkoyach, everyone.